Bob did a Bad Radio Reports earlier this year about a 60 Minutes episode that was quite fascinating, and it was about a certain jockey somewhere in South America, I believe, and he clones his horses. So essentially, he's riding the same horse for years because they're fairly disposable, I guess, but he found one that he liked, and he liked the DNA, and so they clone this horse over and over and over. The horse never actually mates with another horse, as is you know, the usual, where you'll hear that some horse that wins whatever will be put out to stud.
They'll have stud fees.
Right. Well, so they don't have to do that because they basically just artificially inseminate the horses. That's the facts of it. Mm-hmm. It's a scientific process, so it's okay to say
that. We still can't fix a horse's bones.
We don't need.
But we can create the same horse if need be.
Without.
Right.
And so Bob is explaining that, and he phrases this in a way that is extremely unfortunate.
So, there's no relations. They pop out the egg, they shoot in the new DNA, and now we have a surrogate mom, and the horse comes later. The baby horse.
Thought that
the
usually happens
had to
before.
Be
it arrives.
The horse,
you know what I mean.
Baby,
right,
arrives.
Right, right.
Thank
Let's
you.
Do that.
You
so
idiots.
The no, but the egg had to be fertilized.
I wish I would have been quicker with that, because in the moment, both Mino and I just looked at each other
what?
Like, "Whoa."
Yeah. that it feels like that's Bob trying to explain to his boys how a baby is made
right.
at the beginning of that.
Right.
That's really funny.
And then when he gets, go.
So. There's no relations. They pop out the egg. They shoot in the new DNA. And now we have a surrogate mom. And the horse comes later. The baby horse.
I do like TC's line of, it usually happens early.
Thought that
the
usually
egg
happens
had to
before.
Be,
it arrived. It arrives. It's makes itself present.
Man, that is good.
So at the start of the year, we had a bet going on our show that was who would walk more, Rougned Odor +100 or Aaron Judge.
So Rougie's walks +100,
right?
Or Judge.
And I haven't looked at it yet, but I know that as of just a couple weeks ago. Now, of course, this was somewhat affected by the fact that Odor was hurt.
Sure.
But it's also affected by the fact that he sees 3 pitches per game.
Yeah, he's been better lately.
Okay. Someone got into this with me last night.
Grasping at straws.
Man, I can't believe you're still ripping Rougie. Like, dude, this guy's awful. He is easily the worst player, the worst regular player on their team.
He's a sub-war player.
Yeah, that's almost hard to do. Anyways, Aaron Judge walks a lot, you know, because he's Aaron Judge.
Yeah, he's a bopper.
Nobody wants to pitch to him. So we had this bet going. And let's see. So Rougie has 18 walks right now, mm-hmm. and Aaron Judge has, Sean.
Does this include intentional walks?
Yeah.
Okay. So all walks.
All walks. He's got 60.
Okay. So right now he's trailing Rougie.
We were
by
keeping
50
up with this, and Bob had Rougned, and Dan had Aaron Judge, and Bob does not like being trolled about being wrong, and Dan likes to troll about being wrong, and mm-hmm. Bob is also extremely tired of our penchant for payoffs and bets.
Is that why the GBL didn't happen this year?
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
One,
okay.
two, three, four, fifth.
Okay, that's fine.
And so here's we're talking about the bet, and Dan's bringing it up every day. Bob's pretty much tired of it.
Does Levi have this number? Aaron Judge up to 20 walks now. Rougned Odor still with 103 in our bet that we're following.
Every day we're following it.
You can give me the $100 now and we'll stop following it.
You swear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Done.
Let's see.
No, I'll get
I
it
want
to
cash
you. No, you'll have it before you get in your car.
Okay.
20, 40,
so
50.
You don't
Here's
wanna
50 right now.
This guy hates the P1.
It yeah,
just
seriously.
It's just amazing.
Radio?
I remember
we're so
when I
short.
First joined this
we
show.
We can't even do the NBA playoffs today because we don't have time, and he's updating the freaking Rougie Odor walk total. He hasn't played in 3 weeks. He hasn't played in 3 weeks, Jake, and you're defending it? We can't get to the Sixers or the Cavs any of these series. Russell Westbrook will not make today's show, but he can update Rougie Odor's walk total.
Here's 50. You'll get 50 by the end of the show, and right. I never want to hear about it again.
Wow.
Okay, ever again.
Awesome. Boy.
So much fun.
Ending an argument right there.
I'll just pay you to shut the hell up.
Have we all taken that tone with our significant other at some point over some issue that we just couldn't handle? I feel like Bob. That's what Bob was conveying right there. Like, look, I don't
so
want to deal
funny,
with
this. Dude.
Here's the money. We're done. We're done.
I'm just over there with a gas can. All right, so
oh man,
it doesn't make the e-brake as often as it probably could, but Why Today Doesn't Suck will give you emergency brake gold every now and then.
Just about every day.
Yeah, it really probably could be every day, but
it's so hard to sift through with all the voices, I bet you, though.
Yeah, that's true. But this one really makes me giggle, and it's my favorite person alive, Line 4 guy, with a very strange pronunciation of a word that I thought, again, like meme, we all knew how to say.
You know, Mike, to get the story right, you might have to meet with Jake's mom and just talk about things.
Yeah.
Maybe over some kind of a beverage.
You have to wear like a beanie propeller and a little Angus Young jumpsuit.
Boy, look whose mic went off. Whose bravado has somehow shrunk.
You have to wear a little Angus Young outfit. Your mom's got to wear a Dominatrix outfit. How's that?
Dominatrix?
My P1 buddy Chris Rubio is 40.
Like a Dominican dominatrix.
Dominatrix, L4G.
No, it's a Dominican dominatrix.
Hey, Poppy, I'm only going to hit you so hard, Poppy.
Okay. All right.
Give me the safe word, Poppy.
Oh, she sounds like she's from San Pedro de Marquis.
You guys are douches.
Oh, man. Oh, you're a genius. That is so funny.
Again, I've never heard that word pronounced that way.
Dominatrix.
But it's a funny concept.
It's like a certain niche of porn.
Yeah, that you want a dominatrix, but only from a certain very specific Central American country.
Hey, you're asking why I don't get more from Why Today Doesn't Suck? I need people to tell me about these sometimes. Because a lot of times you guys won't rat yourselves out.
It seems like
P1s need to
need
tell me.
People to tell you, it means that only me, because Mino doesn't. I feel like Mino has a suspect at best line of communication with e-brake voting.
And I think he protects people.
The direct line.
I'm not protecting anybody, myself included.
The direct line to Jer is at PopOnJer on Twitter.
Yes,
if you ever hear one, even if it might be redundant, it's probably worth it.
If you hear something, say something.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Homeland Security. And we will finish with another cut from Why Today Doesn't Suck, because if there is one thing I will not stand for, it's that segment progressing 1 second past 3:15. It's in my constitution.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I can put up with a lot.
I know.
But that segment will end at 3:15 over my dead body. It goes a second later. So
you don't want another strongly worded email.
That's right.
Because it falls on you.
That's right.
You're the keeper of WTDS.
And so, as I'm trying to make a kick save, Dan put a howitzer in the top left corner on me, and this is one of my favorite drops of all time.
The great Kemba Walker is 28.
Is that a former Ranger great, Todd Green?
Yeah.
Is that Kemba Slice's brother?
That's a bad joke. You should delete that one.
That's all subjective.
Arsenal target Luis Enrique is 48.
I'm on
today.
Your team. I'm on Team Kimbo, delivery. Dan.
Glad you got that
I'm
in, Dan,
because
now the segment's over.
Yeah? Well, how about you so, shut the f*** up?
Whoa! Oh, God!
Whoa! God!
We dumped it.
We got like five of us.
And we dumped
we just
it, too. We
erased
caught it in
the
time.
The last 10 minutes of the segment.
Just built up, dude. Built up. Five,
four, three.
God, look how red he's turning.
That was so shocking.
Shut it down.
Compound. Compound. The ticket
welcomes new head coach. Okay, you had a few elements there.
That was Compound right there.
I supported the Dan joke. I thought it was funny, but
that's,
he gets defeated.
That's a bad joke.
He gets defeated quickly by Bob. Which
Don't
I'm,
make a Kimba Walker, Kimbo Slice
I'm
joke.
I'm sure that really didn't put him in the right mood. And then he thought, how can I save this? How can I snap back at Jake?